Sydney's Hot August Nights Antique Car Show has been canceled. The news comes from organizer Gary Chesson, who announced the cancellation on the Hot August Nights Facebook page following a meeting that took place with Cape Breton Regional Police last week. Last week, Chesson posted that police were against holding the event in the typical fashion people have come to expect. For years, Hot August Nights has been held on George Street between Prince and Townsend Streets, closing down the area to car traffic so antique car owners can set up their vehicles and organizers can raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. However, the last 3 years of the event have been plagued with illegal and dangerous driving activity that has taken place outside the zone managed by the Hot August Nights crew. These activities included burnouts, skids, and donuts, and culminated in an incident last year where a truck drove into a crowd of onlookers. Regional police have criticized the activity, and this year told organizers they wouldn't be able to hold the event in its current form. Organizers have been meeting with police for weeks, but the final meeting to determine the fate of Hot August Nights took place last Thursday. Gary Chesson spoke with Coast 89.7 News about how the meeting went.
Well, we had a meeting on Thursday with the police, and they offered us, as a last resort sort of deal, Charlotte Street. One line of cars going down from lunchtime till supper time. It's not enough time to raise a wish for anybody in 5 hours. The idea of having it on George Street, it was wide enough to have all the people, you know, walk or and be able to safely walk around with no problem. But Charlotte Street's just too narrow. They with the new road they have there, it's not very good. It's not good for what we would want it for. So that's what happened with that. We turned around and we thought about it. And for 5 hours, they don't want any car show at nighttime. So it would only be from like lunch to supper time, and that's it. That would be all that's left of Hot August Nights, or in this case, Hot August afternoons. But anyway, it's canceled. So bottom line is it's over, and which is too bad because some young boy or girl is going to miss out on a wish.
Now that the event is canceled, Chesson says they will not be looking for alternatives at this point and shared his feelings on Hot August Nights coming to an end.
We've worked 17, 18 years on this car show. It's very popular. A lot of people come in from away, you know, as far as New Brunswick, Newfoundland, PEI, Halifax, and they enjoy it. You know, they fill up the hotels and restaurants and stuff like that. And it was normally a positive thing until the people started acting up and doing burnouts and stuff. And with the reaction from the police force, this is what they did. So they made it hard enough to the point where you have no choice but to cancel it because the restrictions are ridiculous.
Meanwhile, regional police are sharing their feelings on the discussion with the organizers. In a statement to the Coast Newsroom, Interim Police Chief Stephen McKinnon said it's unfortunate to hear that organizers for Hot August Nights have decided to cancel the event. He says police and others in the business community met with organizers several times to discuss their plans and help them ensure a safe experience. He says because of incidents that happened alongside the event over the past 3 years, police identified safety concerns for an evening event at the George Street location. He says they asked if organizers would consider a daytime event and other locations, including Charlotte Street, the rear exterior of Center 200, Open Hearth Park, or Terminal Drive. McKinnon finished by saying they are disappointed that organizers did not see any of those options as suitable to achieve a successful and safe outcome for this very worthwhile event, and that police are committed to ensuring public safety for all Cape Breton Regional Municipality citizens. Meanwhile, the mayor of the CBRM is sharing his thoughts on the situation. Also in a statement to the Coast Newsroom, Mayor Cecil Clark said he's disappointed to hear that Hot August Nights will not be taking place this year. He says he appreciates the work police and community partners put into exploring solutions and hopes continued conversations will support the event's return in the years ahead. Some CBRM residents are also sharing their feelings about the end of Hot August Nights by reaching out to their local councillors to explain why they think the event should continue. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.